we can satisfy all those questions fairly quickly, I think, this afternoon.
We have to wait till 3 to satisfy that one.
Oh, you're right.
It's a time certain.
Well, okay, so let's start and have the council come to order. Welcome to the June 25th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Would you please read items 709 and 710?
709, consider the proposal of Rich Attridge with the City of Portland Office of Management and Finance and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval to change the comprehensive plan map designation from medium-density multi-dwelling residential to mixed employment and the zoning map designation from R1 Residential 1000 to EG2 General Employment 2 at 2730 Southwest Washington, Southwest Multnomah Boulevard, LU14104931, CPZC, and 710. Amend the comprehensive plan map designation and amend the zoning map for property at 2730 Multnomah Boulevard at the request of Rich Attridge of the City of Portland Office of Management and Finance, LU14104931, CPZC.
Okay. Come on up, staff, and tell us more about the action before us this afternoon.
Okay. My name's Matt Wickstrom. I'm from the Bureau of Development Services. At the last hearing on May 28th, council voted in favor of adopting the hearings officer's recommendation to change the zoning of the site from R1 to EG2. This is for the development of an auxiliary emergency operations center on the west side of Portland. However, council added one additional condition based on concerns raised by the Multnomah Neighborhood Association. The condition attached a height limit to the site, and council asked staff to discuss the height limit with the Neighborhood Association again. Staff met with the Multnomah Neighborhood Association and proposed a lower height limit of 45 feet. The Multnomah Neighborhood Association has expressed support for this height limit. So council's received an amendment to the ordinance adopting this proposal that sets the height limit of 45 feet, with the exception of proposals for emergency for an emergency communications tower if one were ever necessary. There's one Scribner's error in the amendment. It should be referring to adding this condition D rather than adding condition E. Carmen Merlo from the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management and Rich Attridge from OMF are here if you have any questions about the project or proposal.
Okay, and that's actually an amendment to 710, the ordinance, right?
Yes.
Did I just to make sure I understand what you said, does this amendment have the concurrence of the director of the Bureau?
Yes.
And the commissioner in charge of the Bureau?
I believe so, yes.
Yes.
Do we need to move that amendment?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
So if we don't need to take testimony on either of these, I don't believe. So unless we take testimony on the amendment, but we don't. So on 709, we simply adopt the recommendations, hearings officer's recommendations. And on 710, we approve the ordinance with the amendment to validate this proposal?
On 709, yes, you're correct. You would vote to adopt the hearings officer's report and recommendation. On 710, it is a non-emergency ordinance. If you are amending it today,
okay,
then you would need to continue it to second reading.
Okay, yeah.
And just one thing I forgot to note is that the condition states that any proposal to exceed the 45-foot height limit would be reviewed through a type 2 adjustment review rather than through a full new comprehensive plan map zoning map amendment.
Okay.
So, Mayor, I have an ex parte contact to declare. So the chair of the Multnomah Neighborhood Association at the Southwest Neighborhoods Volunteer Recognition event on Monday, and I was informed that they are very supportive of this amendment.
Okay.
That was pretty much the gist of the conversation.
All right. Is there anyone that wants to raise a concern about that ex parte contact?
That's with Moses Ross.
Okay. Seeing none, we'll put that into the record.
So when we last left this, we were talking about a height of 75 feet.
Exactly.
Outright.
I believe what happened is the city staff working on this project recognized that 45 was a perfectly acceptable height limit. It's also a height limit that is currently on the site and is consistent with other zoning around the site. With the option of the type 2 adjustment review to ask for an increase in height, staff felt that 45 feet would be reasonable, especially considering that no actual new development of any buildings is proposed.
And type 2 is a?
A staff decision with appeal to the adjustment committee.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
So is there a motion to adopt the hearings officer's recommendation for item 709?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call on adopting the hearings officer's report and recommendations.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I will support this in the spirit of compromise. I do think we had testimony from our consultant that should we want to do something state-of-the-art in terms of emergency preparedness on that site, that the height necessary to accommodate all the cables and conduits and everything else like that makes a 75-foot height probably the equivalent of a 45-foot tall building in terms of what you need to build into your emergency preparedness infrastructure. So I still think we should have allowed the most flexibility to the city to do what it needs to do to protect its residents. But nevertheless, in the spirit of compromise, I'll support this. Aye.
Novick?
I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman's remarks, and in the spirit of compromise, I too will vote aye.
Fritz?
I'm very happy with this amendment, and particularly want to thank James Peterson of the Multnomah Neighborhood Association, with whom Commissioner Hales and Mayor Hales and I have not always agreed. But, it was quite pleasant to recognize the good work of the staff on this project, and I appreciate the compromise that you have reached with the Neighborhood Association. Aye.
Hales?
Well, yes, I think it's a good outcome. We won't have the City Bureau holding out for a building that we're likely to never build, and we won't have the neighbors worried about a building that we're likely never to build. So this seems like an excellent resolution for everybody. No one has to worry. Aye. Okay, now we need to take up the amendment to 710 that makes this real. So we have in front of us the proposed amendments. Is there a motion to adopt a new condition D?
So moved, except I think it's now condition E, right?
Right.
Condition D, yeah.
This one is D?
This is D. Any reference to E should actually be a reference to D.
Got it.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, and that this is the actual language that new buildings are limited to a maximum of 45 feet and that they go through a type 2 process if they ever want to change that. Okay, is there a second for the motion? Did I get one?
For the amendment?
Okay, and then any further discussion on that? Does anyone want to testify on the amendment? Smiles, thumbs up. Okay, roll call on the amendment, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. So the amendment's approved, and then as amended, it comes back for second reading. And I think we're recessed until 3 p.m. Thank you all.